During public testimony, dozens of Bristol Bay residents asked the board to adopt regulations that would cut back on the amount of Bristol Bay-bound sockeye caught in Area M, including Gusty Wassily Jr.
I strongly feel Area T Bristol Bay stocks should be controlled by Area T fishermen, not Area M. Bristol Bay fishermen should benefit from Bristol Bay stocks. I support Proposal 155 to close the outer Port Hyden section because of interception of Bristol Bay stocks.
That proposal, 155, failed in a 3-4 vote. That was one of the most contentious proposals and one of just a few split votes at the meeting. Board Chair Tom Kluberton was among the majority four who opposed closing the outer Port Hyden area, noting that fisheries all across Alaska intercept fish from other areas.
Salmon in transit are feeding, they're moving through, they're available for fisheries. We have protections in place for the various stocks that are in transit. We need to always consider the economic value to the state and the local economies. These fish, wherever they're caught, are benefiting economies, borough economies, city economies.
Another proposal would have directed managers to consider escapements of non-local stocks when deciding when to allow fishing in the Northern District. Dillingham's Fritz Johnson was the sole yes vote on that one.
Perhaps the complexities of the way this is written now would make it impossible to really enact, but I think it's worth at least putting on the record that it may be a good idea to look at, you know, our systems holistically, and sometimes I think where our management is segregated or siloed, if you will.
Johnson was also the sole yes vote on another similar proposal. Other efforts to limit Bristol Bay sockeye catches in other areas were unsuccessful. The native village of Port Hyden had asked the board to consider moving the fishery near Port Hyden out of the Alaska Peninsula management area and into the Bristol Bay management area. That failed 2-4. Johnson was conflicted out of voting on that proposal because he's a Bristol Bay drift permit holder. During a week of at times heated deliberations, the board tended toward the status quo. Of the 59 proposals up for consideration, just a handful passed. Two of those, though, were submitted by concerned Area M fishermen. Area M fisherman Brad Barr, a member of CAMF, testified in support of Proposal 159, which will reopen the part of the outer Port Hyden section that was closed by the board in 2013.
OPH catch has averaged 500,000 since it opened in 07, and this is supposed to be a problem. Bristol Bay sockeye have migrated and been caught commercially along the Alaska Peninsula for over 100 years, and the Area M fishermen have the right to fish our waters and our river systems.
That passed 5-2. The board also agreed to repeal sequential closures of the Bear River, Three Hills, and Ilnik sections, which that same group had requested, but not until 2019. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.